So, first question, Squiff has been running since 2015 now, and so after 3 years, what sort of progress has been made and what has been your proudest moment in those 3 years?
In terms of progress, well, the festival's grown a little bit each year. I don't think, obviously, when we first kind of started meeting and talking about having a festival, we didn't necessarily even have an idea of kind of how it would, what would happen and how it would turn out. But yeah, I don't think, I imagine that it would grow to the size it has. But I suppose, I mean, I don't know if you would necessarily count growth as progress. You know, it's, I suppose that the progress is we've got a little bit more funding each year. And for me, the good thing about that is we can then put the funding towards things which are maybe progressive in the sense of benefiting more people and maybe for a big film festival, pushing some of the boundaries in terms of what you can do, particularly around accessibility. So definitely the fact that we've improved our definitely particular over the last 3 years is really a good thing. And other types of access as well, like we have a, for the first time, a travel fund for audiences this year.
Oh, cool.
So that's, I guess I would definitely count that as progress. In terms of proudest moment, I mean, it really is when people say to me, "Oh, I can't believe all the access measures you have. Someone like me wouldn't be able to come to a film festival otherwise." Yeah, I guess so. Last year, when we put our sliding scale tickets in place, where we so it's like people can choose between free, £2, £4, £6, or £8, and the one person who's open. Queer person from a working class background who lives in Edinburgh, he had said, "Oh, I felt so much more welcome at the festival this year. I felt like I belonged there because I felt like I was wanted there because, I could afford to go to a lot more things." So that, yeah, maybe
That's
that
great,
kind
yeah.
of proudest moment, yeah.
So, would you say that with the sliding scale ticket, do you feel like that's pulled a lot more people into the festival, or has it stayed about the same with expected growth?
More people in. I think it definitely does. We last year when we introduced it, we increased our audience by about, was it about 40% or so?
That's really impressive.
Yeah.
We'll move on to the next question. How has Squiff changed from where it was in 2015? And do you have any big plans for the next 5 years? Any major projects you can give us a little insight into?
Okay. I guess it's changed from being a festival. Well, it's certainly changed from being a festival that was run in theory by a collective group who were unpaid, to being a bit more professionalised, and we do pay people now to run the festival. So that's a big change, and that means we can do more basically. And that's just kind of in line with the festival growing in size and all the different things we do that you really need to pay people or it's not sustainable. And obviously it's then also about trying to give people paid work and paid opportunities. In terms of big projects, we don't really, I have to be honest and say so far, obviously we're in the 4th year, it's been kind of just year to year, let's, get the festival, make the festival happen this year, because it's not easy. You have to apply for the funding every year. You have to run the organisation year round. We do definitely want to do more things. One of the ambitions we had was to apply for money for a longer term project that would involve a lot more kind of community engagement, and actually involve giving people the skills themselves to put on their own screenings,
Oh,
kind
cool.
of really teaching people about mm-hmm. film exhibition and working in film exhibition, and doing that for queer groups.
Mm-hmm.
But we have to get the funding for that first, so
yeah.
Can't say it's, you know, it's not a set plan.
Mm-hmm.
So really it's just we're looking at different sources of funding really, and how we can make the festival more sustainable. I mean, there's lots of things I'd like to do, but they're not definitely going to happen, so I don't know if I should mention them or not.
Mm. Just as you mentioned queer groups, that leads me on quite neatly to one of my other questions. Obviously, here in Scotland, the rights for the LGBTQ+ community have come a long way, but there's obviously a lot of different groups within our community, and some people have seen their rights progress faster than others. Obviously, for me as a gay man, basically, ever since I've been born, I've not had any or no discrimination against me, whereas people like trans people, intersex people, queer people haven't seen the same progression in their civil rights as me. So in the festival, what are you doing to try and, you know, raise awareness of the sort of smaller parts of our community and trying to bring them to the forefront of the push for equality and equal rights?
Yeah, I think in terms of we represent queer films, we show the filmmakers as well as the access measures. It is about trying to think about the more marginalised voices and those, like you say, who don't have as many rights as others. So, for example, this year we're really focusing on deaf and disabled representation.
Mm-hmm.
We're showing a great film, feature film called Pulse, which is written by a disabled gay man. And it is a kind of fictionalised account of his when he was a teenager
mm-hmm.
and when he was quadriplegic at school, and just his kind of experiences and so on. So that's a really good representation, and it's about the film's about thinking about ideas around if you're disabled, would you change your body if you had a choice? It's kind of a bit of a sci-fi element to it.
Oh, so
that's a good representation, and then we've also got a shorts program called Picture This, which has been programmed for us by Ross Wilcock. He's a filmmaker and blogger, and he's also identifies as visually impaired and has other disabilities, and the shorts program he wanted to do is around being queer and disabled and also dating and sex. So I suppose that's not thinking so much about kind of civil rights as such, it's more about personal experiences, but of course it's all connected.
That's obviously very important as well to because that's obviously integral in some ways, because it's how people engage with society. So it's both the legal part with the civil rights and how they're perceived by others.
Exactly, and then I'm trying to think what else we've got on the programme. I mean, we've got sort of lesbian content, and I think in terms of civil rights, lesbian women, you know, kind of white, cisgender, non-disabled lesbian women have much better rights in Scotland than they used to have, but at the same time there's still lots of issues of discrimination and oppression, I would say.
Yeah, definitely.
And one of the films I think we've got which is really great is a documentary from Ireland about the lesbian communities in Ireland. It's called Outitude, and it talks about all sorts of experiences of lesbian women, and talking a lot about you know, different forms of oppression, as well as kind of the importance of community and coming together. So that's, for me, lesbian representation is an important one as well.
On a later note, you mentioned quite a lot of your features there, which I was quite interested in. I'm going to go and see some of them. What's your personal favourite feature at Squiff this year, and why?
Oh, okay.
I know it might be hard to pick one individual one, so feel free to make a list again.
I mean, I am really keen on Pulse, which I just mentioned. Mm-hmm. The thing about that film as well is it's quite rare for a disabled queer person to get the funding and get the support to make a feature film about their experience. I think it's quite a unique film, and it's also really because it's a fictionalised account, and it's, as like I said, it's got kind of a sci-fi element. It's really interesting approach to thinking about issues around being queer and disabled. Trying to think what else. Also the documentary we've got called Dykes Camera Action, which is about the history of lesbian cinema. And that's, I suppose, it's kind of an obsession of mine is lesbian filmmaking, lesbian aesthetics. And it's got, you know, it's got interviews with some of the, all the great, not all, some of the great lesbian filmmakers like Barbara Hammer and Cheryl Dunye and so on. So that would be the other one probably.
Cool. There's a lot of good stuff this year on, I feel, as well. As quite a few things are definitely going to go and see in the Centre of Contemporary Arts and GFD, hopefully. Other things, you do show like a lot of films in a lot of different locations. Like, I didn't realise that you showed films up in Inverness and Dundee before I had a look at it this year. I've never really been to Squiff before. So even though we have got fantastic rights for LGBTQ plus people in Scotland, do you feel that Squiff is more popular in metropolitan areas like Glasgow or Edinburgh, or is it generally evenly split?
No, it's definitely more popular in, particularly in Glasgow. Even we have a much bigger audience here than we do even in Edinburgh.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, probably obviously when we have done screenings in other locations like Inverness, we tried one in Aberdeen last year.
Mm-hmm.
Dundee. It is really pretty small audiences, to be honest, that we've been getting.
Yeah.
Though we have been working on that. We've been working, particularly this year, in making more contact with local LGBT groups in those particular areas to get a bigger audience out. But
so you feel it's just more of a lack of awareness of what Squiff is and what sort of stuff you do then?
Yeah, possibly. I think it's just really a smaller number of people. Obviously, there's smaller populations in these areas. I guess I don't know enough to say, but I was just thinking, I wonder whether, I mean, the one thing I would say is that our audiences are very young.
Mm-hmm.
Majority of our audiences are aged 18 to 30.
Oh,
and
so
I think
Glasgow,
I'm going to take a guess that in terms of LGBTQ people, if you're aged 18 to 30 and living in Inverness, possibly Aberdeen, possibly Dundee, I don't know, you might be more likely to kind of move to Glasgow, I don't know.
Yeah, true.
You know, I just think there's probably a bigger population of queer people in Glasgow anyway.
Yeah, I do know a couple of people who've, one of them's from Tain, which is just like a bit further up from Inverness, and he moved down to Glasgow mainly for uni, but he said Inverness had its first Pride event last year, and he said he went and he enjoyed it, but he said before it there'd been a petition with 800 signatures to stop it, and I was just like, you are behind the curve, just, you know, get with the times.
Particularly in the Highlands and Islands, because mm-hmm. also we do screenings on in Stornoway on Lewis, the island as well.
Oh yeah.
And we have had some trouble there as well in terms of kickback from people who don't want.
There's quite a big presence with the Presbyterian Church there, and they don't even like screenings on Sundays, if I remember rightly.
Yeah, that's right. So there has been a bit of trouble over that, but the venue there, Anne Lanterre, is absolutely brilliant and quite, you know, determined to ignore that. Not ignore it, but, you know, to...
mitigate,
They support it to have LGBT representation, so...
Excellent. That's good. Another question. So there's a lot of good and outstanding features at Squiff this year. Some of them have received quite a lot of press, like Rafiki, obviously, for being banned in Kenya, and then, ironically, it was made more popular there. So with that in mind, is there anything you wanted to show at Squiff but couldn't? And is there anything that you are thinking about featuring next year? I know you mentioned possibly bringing in something for teaching people how to exhibit films. So is there anything along those lines?
I guess, well, we looked at, for example, getting a preview screen of, I think it's called If Beale Street Could Talk,
mm-hmm.
which is a new film by the director of Moonlight, and we weren't able to get it just because it's such a big film.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's as a tiny festival, relatively speaking, it can be difficult for us to get some of the bigger films. Although that's not usually a problem, because we're more inclined to going films that get less attention anyway, if you see what I mean.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Like, you know, the less seen films, the ones that have, you know, are less popular in the mainstream. I mean, so when you start off planning the festival, you always have a bunch of stuff, bunch of ideas, and they don't all make it to fruition. So, for example, we wanted to do something around fat bodies this year, but we didn't quite pull that together. So that might be something we look at next year. We have got, for the first time, as far as I remember, asexual representation in the festival this year.
Oh,
but that's just come in the form of we're showing The Wizard of Oz.
Mm-hmm.
Because somebody who is asexual themselves did like an asexual reading of that film. So we don't actually have that. We just found that reading online, so we're just going to read out parts of it. But I'd like next year, you know, if it goes well, to do more around asexuality, because I think that's really interesting. So it's really, in terms of plans for next year, we're just kind of thinking about, you know, what kind of themes might we want to focus on. I'd quite like to do some kind of, like, maybe but it's a conference or just a kind of discussion event around working class queer experiences, because we have our chair of the festival at the moment, Leanne Dawson, is an academic at Edinburgh Uni, and that's one of her main focuses, is thinking about queer working class representation in film. So I think we did a workshop about it last year, and we do try within the programme to kind of have some focus on it in terms of the films we show. But I think it'd be really good to have kind of proper in depth discussions about what it actually means, and what it means in terms of representation in films.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of thinking about working class culture and experiences. So yeah, it's really just thinking about things that we might have in the programme next year. Apart from that, we don't have any solid plans.
Oh, that sounds good. Just one final question. Obviously, if I was running Squiff, I'd be immensely proud of it, and I hope, like, you are too. You obviously have given a voice to quite a lot of LGBT people who may have not have come out and have been finding their feet. What has been your proudest moment when speaking to a person in Squiff? Has anyone come to you and said, this is outstanding, you know, this has made me really happy? Other than the, obviously you mentioned the queer man from Edinburgh who said that the sliding ticket school made him feel a lot more inclusive. Is there anything else that's made you really proud to, you know, organise this fantastic festival?
Yeah, I mean, every so often you have those kind of moments, and it is really nice. I had one person who said to me that he's a regular film festival goer, and he's never been to a festival before that thought about his access needs so much.
Mm-hmm.
He's a disabled man, so that was really nice. Trying to think of other specific examples. Yeah, you just have people who say it's their favourite festival, or they look forward to it every year.
Mm-hmm.
That they have more of a sense of community at Squiff than they do at any other time of the year, so that's really nice.
Cool. Well, it'll be my first time going this year, so I hope to be part of that community too.
Awesome. Oh, good.
Cool. That's all I was going to ask. Good luck for the festival. I hope it goes very well, and I hope you raise awareness and bring a lot more people into it. I hope your projects go well, and I hope you get some ideas off the ground for next year too.
Thank you.